Hello?
Hi, my name is Wilbert Alonzo. I'm from Opinion Research. We're conducting a public opinion poll. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Now, are you currently a legal resident of the state of Minnesota, Ms. Kathleen? Hello?
Yes.
Yes, are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Legal resident of the state of Minnesota.
Thank you. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. And what's the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today? Taxes, education, economy, jobs, inflation, healthcare, moral, social issues, environment, crime and drugs, or other?
Environment, education, healthcare.
Several, right? Okay, what's the most important or pressing global environmental issue? Fossil fuels, carbon emissions, need to move to renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, or overpopulation?
Global warming.
Thank you. What is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? Water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate change, recycling, forest management, protect wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, endangered species, or timber harvest, or landfill space?
Well, they're all serious, but I'd say global warming again.
Thank you. Global warming. And using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? Electric utilities. Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. And what about forest products? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
I can't really answer that.
Don't know?
Don't know.
Okay. How about medical manufacturing? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. How about mining? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Fair.
And agriculture and farming? Good, excellent, just, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Refining? Excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Did you say mining or?
Refining.
Mining. I don't know.
Okay. Great, we're going to the next set. How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Forest and timber industries, excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Environmental groups, excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. U.S. Forest Service, excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Fair.
And county land departments, excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
I don't know.
And Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, excellent, good, just, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Moving on. How important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
Thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than harvested?
Same as harvested.
Same, right? Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today? Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? More, fewer, or about the same?
Fewer.
Thank you. And do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future, or not? Yes or no?
Not.
Not right.
No.
What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Negative.
And do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees to commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not? Yes or no?
Can you repeat that question?
Of course. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate and primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood, chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products for Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
I'm not going to answer that.
Okay. Now, do you feel that it is appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. The Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, sawn paper mills, and makers or manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Significant.
It's significant, okay. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. And the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industries workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin's investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues, such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forest, and forest industries? Support or oppose?
Neither.
Okay. And I'm going to list several components of the program. And after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program, okay? So first, program, create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Do you support or oppose?
I guess support.
Thank you. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed. The forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Support or oppose?
Support.
Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Support or oppose?
Support.
Get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers' jobs provide. Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. We're almost done here. Now, finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What's the highest level of education you've completed? High school or less? Technical or grade school? Some college? College graduate or graduate degree?
College graduate.
Thank you. And what is your age? I have 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 or plus, or 18 through 34?
Wait, the last one was 18 to
34? No, 65 plus.
65 plus.
Thank you very much. How would you describe the community you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Is your annual household income 25,000, 25 to 49, 50 to 74, 75 to 99, or 100 plus?
100 plus.
Thank you. Do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Progressive, I guess.
Thank you. In which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Business or retail sales, manufacturing?
I'm retired. I'm 82.
Oh, retired? Okay, I got that here. Thank you. In terms of gender, do you consider yourself male, female?
Yeah, I'm one of those that's been female all my life.
Okay, thank you very much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Yeah, I suggest you not do it on Sundays, but you do catch people at home, don't you?
Yeah. I'm sorry, though. But thank you for your participation. Your opinion is important, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you.